This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, April 12th. God's word for you today is Step by Step, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 30, verse 21, and it says, "Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, 'This is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left.'" So far, we have looked at 3 out of 6 steps to being led by the Holy Spirit. Pause and be quiet. Humbly ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and be willing to do what He says. Step 4. Look to God's Word. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path." Psalm 119 verse 133 says, "Guide my steps by your word, so I will not be overcome by any evil." Step 5. Expect God's guidance by faith. Most times, we think when we complain long enough, God will hear us. However, the truth is that God does not listen to complaints. God only listens to faith. You must believe and expect that God will guide you. What if you pause and you are quiet and God does not say anything? From experience, it is not every time that God will speak. But what this does is it puts your spirit in a place where you can receive from God even when you walk out of that place of stillness. Sometimes I am in God's presence for 15, 30 minutes or even an hour, meditating on scriptures or trusting God for direction on something. And for the entire time I am there, it is as if God has not said anything. But I believe that I will not lack His guidance even when I do not think He has said anything that I heard or understood. So what do I do? Once I am done, I get up believing that I am sorted. And at times, I step out of that place of prayer. It is as if there is a torrent of information coming to me. It is as if my spirit is now in a place where I am downloading so much information that I need to rush and get a notebook. James 1 verse 5 to 6 says, "If you want to know what God really wants you to do, ask Him and He will gladly tell you, for He is always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask Him. But be sure that you really expect Him to tell you. If you don't ask in faith, don't expect the Lord to give you any solid answer." This passage just preaches by itself. Step 6. Wait for God's response. Do not be in a hurry. Do not be in a rush. Some say, "I am waiting on God for direction concerning this business. God has not told me anything, but I am actioning anyway," or, "This young man asked me to marry him. I have prayed and I have not heard from God, but I am going to marry him anyway." No. Job 33 verse 14 says, "God does speak, sometimes one way and sometimes another." Even though people may not understand it, God does speak, sometimes through visions, dreams, audible voice, people, counsel, authority. As you wait to hear God, the direction will get clearer and clearer in the name of Jesus. As you tackle this decade, you need the right guide. You need the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, may your voice not be scarce in my ears. Guide me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.